Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Monday, February 16th. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. And once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for today. Today, I have some special guests in studio. I'm excited about today because today is CCC Secondary High School Day. We celebrate everything CC Sweeting. So if you're attending CC Sweeting, right, you need to come to the text line. You need to start calling in and give some shout outs and spend some, say, a story, a narrative about your time spending at CC Sweeting Secondary School. In studio, we have principal of the school, Miss Vanessa McQueen, and of course, vice principal, Miss Candia Hall Bastian. This is also a part of the celebration of the class of 1986, who is celebrating 40 years of graduating from the school. Their alumni association and their particular class is having an event that is happening when, Mr. Moxie?
Well, it's our old school dance back to, it's on February 28th at the CC Sweeting Auditorium.
You got permission from the principal to have the event there.
Boy, we beg, we plead. No, she was very, she's gracious. The most accommodating principal.
Very true.
Our alumni is very proud and happy to be working with her and her team.
Good. That means I expect you to be giving some donations to CC Sweeting and so they continue to do well, right? But let's go to the principal. First of all, I'd like to thank you, Ms. McQueen, for coming here as we celebrate and promote CC Sweeting Secondary High School. And we want to hear everything good and great about what CC Sweeting is doing. I know you all had some good BGCSE results. You're a magnet school, so I need to understand what a magnet school is, right? But give me a narration of CC Sweeting, where it's located, because I keep on getting mixed up with T.A. Thompson and say, but this was CC when I was young, and so where has CC disappeared? So tell me again.
And thank you so much for inviting us on the show this morning. Good morning, Bahamas. Good morning, all of CC Sweeting alumni who are out there listening. We are so happy to be here. I am Vanessa S. McQueen, the newly appointed principal of CC Sweeting Senior High School. It is indeed a blessing to be at CC Sweeting as the principal, because I would have told persons when I went there on a visit, CC Sweeting is the best kept secret. A lot of persons do not know the grand history behind it. But since I've been there, I can tell you, Mr. Nuri, CC Sweeting is a school of distinction. Mm. As we would have said in our vision statement, we are a school of choice. Our motto at CC Sweeting is striking for excellence. And that is exactly what we do. I don't know if a lot of persons are out there who are aware, but CC Sweeting is located on College Avenue. We are not T.A. Thompson Junior High School, although that is our feeder school. It is a junior school, and it feeds into our program. We are the Cobras.
Hey.
We
CC
are,
Cobras.
Okay.
We are the mighty Cobras.
Thank you, the
and
mighty.
For us, Cobra Pride, Mrs. Bastian.
It's still in stride.
And Cobra Pride. And so when you come on the campus, you have to know who and what a cobra is. And so I have right now with me our vice principal, Mrs. Candia Bastian, who is going to give you just a snapshot of what CC Sweeting has been doing over these past couple of years. But just before she comes on, I want to also say a very special congratulations to those principals and those administrators and teachers who have been working in the trenches for so many years to bring CC Sweeting to where it is today. I am sitting on the shoulder of persons who would have left a legacy. And I think that it is only my duty to enhance and to ensure that that legacy continues for all of our students. And so right now, Mrs. Bastian will come with some of our statistics.
Thank you so much, Mrs. McQueen. And again, thank you for having us. We at CC Sweeting, we are proud of what we're doing. And what we say to our children, you know, we said we are a school of excellence. We must look excellent, we must act excellent, and we perform excellence. And so we have seen much improvement over the years in our statistics. We would have just celebrated our honor roll assembly in January, where we celebrated 94 honor roll and principals list students, which we have seen in a while. And we have our students at 2.0 rate over 50%.
There you go.
We have over 50% at 2.0 and above. And so we are working diligently with them to stay on task. You know, focus on the focus is what we tell them. This is a school, this is a magnet school for hospitality and tourism, cosmetology.
And I want you to explain that also. I appreciate you giving the names, but what do you mean a magnet school for hospitality?
And so when we say a magnet school, what we look at is, what the ministry seeks to do is, if a child is interested in being a cosmetologist or they're interested in being a chef or anything in the hospitality and tourism industry, they would send them to our school for the program to develop the child. And so when we say magnet school, that is where the child will be sent, not to say that other schools don't have this program, but this is where the focus is for our school and those students specifically for those programs.
Okay.
What it also means is that, too, in that industry, our students have a strong chance for employment, scholarships. Mm. You know, we do more certifications than most schools in that industry because we are the magnet school for that program.
Now, you use the word certification. What does that mean?
And so they get, you know, they have front office, they have hotel management. They have a few certifications and certificates. They have Bahama Hosts that they can actually do in school, during school.
Add it to their resume.
And once they leave us, they have a number of certificates that they can take directly into the field.
Nice.
And so then, honestly, you know, as a magnet school too, the employers look to us from the hotel industry for their next school year. Okay.
In fact, I want to just jump in here and say that this coming Thursday, some of our students will be internship at Warwick. And
okay,
so we've already
hotel.
Had, yes, a partnership with Warwick, and we are looking forward to having them there. And in addition to that, we also have some students who do a dual program. So some of them are enrolled at BTVI as well. And so as Ms. Bastian said, the industry actually looks to us in order to hire students, because they know that when CC Sweeting students come to them, they are prepared, they are top-notch.
Yes.
And we have had lecturers at the University of Bahamas who would have spoken to our chefs, because we actually have chefs on campus who teach our students, say to them that they can tell the CC Sweeting students because they are such high-caliber students.
I know executive chef Jason Haley,
yes, sir.
Big time chef in the Bahamas. He went to CC Sweeting.
And he is still at CC Sweeting.
Yeah. I just know him. I know him. Starring. Okay, good.
Okay,
can you mention the magnet programs? You started with cosmetology. Go ahead.
We also have cosmetology as well. And so students that are interested in the field of cosmetology, we have some of them. They are sent to us. Actually, at the end of the month, on the 26th, our cosmetology department will be hosting a hair and a fashion show. And so this is the first one for us, and we are excited about it. We want our girls to get out there. We want them to see what the industry can produce. Mm-hmm. We are inviting the public, their parents. It's only $3 for the tickets, but we are, wow, are so pleased to put on this type of show for the students so that they can get exposure.
You mentioned $3 for the tickets. I want to understand exactly.
That's for the adults.
So I'm alumni, this is where I'm bringing you in.
Go ahead.
Moxie, some nights would come back and pay the $3, and what would they be experiencing for this show?
And so we are showcasing our cosmetology and our family and consumer science department. Mm-hmm. And so the girls, they have two categories that they can express their sells through the art of cosmetology and design. Mm-hmm. And so if you've ever been to any big hair show or fashion
show,
yes. And so they get to create styles outside of the box. They get to work in teams to put together an entire look for the nail tech, the fashion designers.
Nail techs too?
Yes, our family and consumer science department, although not a magnet, an extremely strong department, yes, that will be also on showcase as well. And even with the cosmetology girls, they get to see what it is to kind of work in the industry with professionals.
Can people who are in the industry now, can they come and spectate to see who's the top students and with this hair and design they're doing there?
Most definitely. We do welcome them. Last term, they went out to spas. And we are always in BTVI and the like, exposing our students. So that's what the magnet program is about, really building the connection with the next step. How can we get you in this profession?
So my child wants to do hair. There's no outlet for her. Now I hit hair, and Cece has a whole magnet school where she would have could have been doing this at a young age.
Well, she can. Well, you know, they can. Though we are the magnet program, just about all of the other schools have a cosmetology department.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good.
If I interject here, just to piggyback and to say, this program has been going on. This has been going on. I think Cece was the first school to get this started in the entire country,
mm-hmm,
and this has been happening from back in the '80s when we were,
yes,
in school.
Mm. Yes.
This was even when I went to Cece, I met this program going on. But I'm happy to hear of the improvements,
right,
that this body has done to even expand it even greater. But this was going on from back in the '80s.
So this is where I'm going to ask you. Does the school need donation from the alumni to promote this?
Most definitely.
Okay, see?
Yeah, and we discussed that when we are in discussions, and that is why we need the general public to support all of our events, and we are reaching across the aisle, not just the CC Speeding Pass students, but also GHS, Aaron Bailey, all the other schools. We're asking them to come in. Let's work together. Let's make this a community effort, not just a CC Speeding effort.
I go back to the principal, then go back to you, Ms. Hall-Bastien. If I am an alumni of CC Sweden, if I want to give back, if I want to make a donation of hair, we call it nail polish and stuff like that, where can I call to say, hey, see this case of stuff?
We are, like I said, located right on College Avenue. And so you don't even have to call. You can just stop by,
mm-hmm,
and you can just come and see me. I tell persons, I am either a stare down or a stare. Our doors are always open. My email, vanessa.mcqueen@ccsweeting.edu.bs. You can email me. You can contact me via WhatsApp, 445-2167. I am always available to take your call. I want to say that we are looking for partners in the community to help our school. We are doing such a terrific job there. We don't want it just to stay at CC Sweeting. We want everybody to understand that together we are raising these children.
That's it.
Is not just Mrs. McQueen or Mrs. Hall-Bastien's responsibility. It is everybody's job, right? Right now, in January, we would have taken part in the CTE exhibition that would have been held by the Ministry of Education.
Mm.
CTE, that encompasses all of our technology in terms of our business areas, building trades, cosmetology, hospitality. And I can tell you that on Showcase CC Sweeting, in my opinion, we were the best.
Go ahead. I'm with you.
We constructed our electrical Building Trades Department constructed a half bath. Can I tell you, our boys constructed a half bath.
Wow.
With a flushing toilet.
Wow.
Really?
Wow.
With
wow.
Lights.
Wow.
Okay, so you were able to go in that exhibition and you were able to turn the light on. You were able to flush the toilet. We also had where it was a whole suite that our hospitality area and tourism studies, they prepared a suite so that those persons, those children, those students, all of our stakeholders came in and they saw the suite prepared. We also had our cosmetology students who they went and they had on display their mannequins with their different hairstyles. Our hospitality department also provided refreshments that our students were able to serve the program. And so they said, I am so impressed. I am so proud of them. And not only do I want to be proud, but I want everybody to see the good work that is happening.
Who knew this was happening? That's easy. We all are preparing students. Yes. We have a quick telephone call, and I'm going back to Ms. Hall Bastian because I want to, again, know all of the programs you have, the magnet programs. So parents out there say, yes, CC is a school of choice. I'm going to make sure my child get access to these number of subjects, especially these alternative subjects that I didn't even know was available. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go quickly to this caller here. Go ahead, Guardian Radio AM, you're live. Okay, they disconnected. Back to you, Hall Bastian. Continue.
What I do want to say is, on the point of CC Sweeting in back in the 80s that you would have mentioned that we had all of this happening, we were the technical and vocational school. And hence we have most of our magnet programs in that area. Mm. But I do want persons to know that CC Sweeting, we've moved up academically.
Yes. Yeah,
we are here on the map academically, and we are here
Talk about it.
You know, we have passes. Mm-hmm. We have 100% passes in our areas such as food and nutrition.
No, you got to slow it down. When you say you have 100% passes in food and nutrition, what do you mean by that?
And so food and nutrition will come under our hospitality program, our robust hospitality program. And so 100% of the students...
Anybody who took the test?
They passed. Yes. Everybody. Mm-hmm.
Who's the teacher for that?
In fact...
I want to celebrate
in
the teacher.
In fact, I tell you right now that Pahela... Antoine,
yes.
It's at the National Awards celebration right now, a ceremony.
Correct.
And she's receiving the top award in country for clothing and construction.
Look at her.
And so congratulations to Mrs. Marvelyn Wellington, who is a teacher.
You know, does have 100% of the students pass?
Yeah, well, not only in food and nutrition.
Go ahead.
We stand out in the same way in clothing and construction.
Mm-hmm.
Technical studies, where we have carpentry, and just about every year we bring 100% passes. We've seen 100% passes in French as well.
French.
Yes, we are moving. We're definitely on the map academically, and our children can stand their own.
I'm flattered and flabbergasted that you have students who are articulate in a foreign language,
yes,
and that they going in inside the beach examination. Understanding it and then coming out with 100% passes, a C to A grade.
Yes, sir. I tell you that our head boy, in fact, Kendall Brooks III, he would have passed eight BGCSEs in grade 11.
Okay.
And right
in grade 11?
Yes, in grade 11. Yes. And they were great. He got four A's.
And he got...
Two B's and two C's.
Look at him.
And can I tell you that right now, Kendall is preparing now to take them all over.
Again?
Because, yes, sir. Because we, CC Sweeting Senior High School, the public school of choice, are going for that National Merit Award that has never been given or been awarded to a public school student. So we are going after that.
Yes.
And so a part of the
requirement. Give me his name that I can
Kendall Brooks III.
I like that name. Kendall Brooks III.
High five.
He ready to get all his BGCSEs.
He has them all.
But he's public school student.
To get that national merit prize.
It's a big thing.
It is a big thing.
And he can do it.
Yes,
but
can.
But see, they wanted to know what was the best kept secret in the country. Now you're hearing it. CC Sweeting.
Yeah.
Cobra Pride.
Go ahead, Ms. Hall Bastian.
Kendall can definitely do it, but we've seen a dramatic increase academically, and we are proud of our students for where they're coming.
What y'all doing differently?
Discipline. The discipline is different. And we have.
You know, you just can't say discipline is different and let it go there. And we know that other schools are struggling and trying to adopt the same thing. And then, you know, Bahamians tend to have a negative outlook on public school in general. And to see you going to strength, and accomplishing great things, you just can't gloss over it without telling us what the secret is.
Right. Well, the secret for us is consistency and discipline. What we tried to do as we moved in and tried to restructure CC Speeding, and we were having the conversation prior to us coming in about why CC Speeding was called the Big Doll House back in the day. And, you know, what we say to our students is that, hey, they may not have something to prove, but the Cobras, we have something to prove.
That's it.
And so we tell our students, excellence from the start. Excellence in how you look. Excellence in getting to classes. Excellence in doing the work. We get a lot. Sometimes we get pushback from, you know, parents and we don't see the necessity in the haircut and what this have to do with education. But we're pushing back as well, and we're pushing excellence. And now we are seeing we're reaping the benefits of the hard work, and the children are on board. They are on board.
Finish talking about the Magnus classes. I want to know what all y'all is do.
Well, they
at CC.
But what I said to you, they were our main magnet programs. But like I said, we also have a strong family and consumer science department. We have a strong technical studies department, as well as business studies. Business studies is holding their own. They are one of our 100% passes in keyboarding as well. And so children academically and vocationally can thrive at CC Sweden. Gone are the days where the academic students had to go elsewhere. Amen. We have strong teachers that are produced and produce the results, and our students are surely benefiting from it.
And Moxie, because Moxie is older than me, but he can attest, when I was younger, CC had the best track team.
Yes.
And the name ain't getting called nowadays like how it used to get called, right? I know it's a smaller school. You don't have the junior and the senior combined, so that impacts everything. But what y'all doing with sports nowadays?
Well, you know, as you would have said, we weren't being called as much with sports, but we would have seen over the past 2 years that the teams have strengthened. Last year, you know, GSSS, it was so funny because we've been a little down. But last year, I said, man, if we come third, we have an motorcade to be in the hole.
Well, of course.
But we saw a dramatic increase in the overall sporting performance last school year. Our under 20 boys, actually, they won that division. They were strong. And some of our boys actually made the national CARIFTA team to represent the Bahamas. So under 20 was really strong for us last year. So we are making a comeback. Our boys in basketball, they won the pre-tournament season this year. And so we are slowly but surely building
coming back.
Junior Thank schools you. For our athletes.
You need to shop like them private schools. Go shop.
See, that is the thing. Because of the reputation of CC Speeding, a lot of the private schools started going out and scouting at the junior schools. So then CC started getting the leftovers. But like she said, the resilience of CC Speeding is they are still taking what is the leftovers and they're building something strong. They're producing. And like she said, they may have fallen a bit back on the sports, but on the academics, we have seen the increase. And I heard you made a comment. Back in the day, CC was always a senior high school. It was after, when I was there, it was always senior high. It was never junior high. So when we was winning them, it wasn't because we had junior. It was seniors only.
I know I did track for a bit, and I run against a seventh grader. I just let you know.
No, well, that's what's in your time.
That's my time.
That tells me your age right now.
I own.
But we're looking forward to GSSSA in the next couple of weeks. We're looking forward. Our boys, our teams are strong. In fact, Obadiah Sherrisme would have been one of our CARIFTA qualifiers. And we have some strong relay teams. So we're looking forward to it. Yeah. You know, you're going to hear CC Speeding again. No, we never scared, right?
I got a text here that says Mr. Joe Blyden was one of the first hospitality teachers at CC.
They wanted
to give credit to him.
Yes.
I want to talk about your PTA. The school is as strong as its PTA. And I know with public schools, see, I ain't flossing over. There's always be a challenge of parents being committed.
Yes.
See, when they're paying school fees, you're coming. Yeah. You're coming, you're going. Yeah. So you go into school to complain and agitate and say, hey, I vested in. And of course, you're public school with public school issues and financing and stuff like that, right? the CC has a active PTA. Are you working on making sure the PTA is active? What do you say to the parents? I see you calling. Coming now. Prep that caller for me. What do you say to parents? What do you say to parents? What do you say to parents who want to, who aren't as active, but should be active?
All right. So this year we will have installed a newly elected PTA board under the leadership of Dekendra Rule. She is a vibrant president, mm-hmm. and she has a vibrant team. Yes. And together they are moving forward with our board. I can tell you that Ms. Shanquelle Duncombe, the PTA president as well, mm-hmm. would have been that vibrant, that energy-filled person. As you would have said, though, a lot of our parents, we have so much, many more responsibilities that it's difficult sometimes for us to get out to PTA. You know, so unfortunately, we don't have the support, as you would see at some of the other, maybe the private schools or even the public schools. But we're getting there, you know. We don't ever just give up. We are always working steadily. And so we have right now a WhatsApp group with our parents, our PTA, in order to get the information out so that they can get it out to parents. We, again, our gates are open. We want to talk to parents. We want to see our parents. And so hopefully with this broadcast, mm-hmm. you know, with this PR, more parents will come on board. They are getting there. When my first PTA meeting, I was a little bit disheartened. Mm-hmm. You know, I came from different schools where when you had a PTA, the entire almost mm-hmm. body was there.
Especially for grade 7. Everybody.
For the grade 12 night, all of our parents came out basically.
Good.
You know, and so I am seeing an increase and I'm looking forward to it. We are in fact having PTA next week, Thursday.
Okay.
And this is for all grade levels. And so we're asking our parents to come out. I also want to say that we have a strong school board.
Yes.
Our school board is made up of alumni.
Wow.
Okay.
I can wait, pause. What do you mean by school board?
The school board is an elected group of persons mm-hmm. who manage the school finances, the monies that the government would have given the schools to spend
mm-hmm.
on items such as, for instance, cleaning supplies, school supplies, as paper, ink, and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's that board, that body, they would come in and manage the funds.
And you said that the majority of that is
alumni. Yes.
Yeah. And before you go move on, because I want to talk about, she's talking about the PDA, maybe this is where the Guardian Radio, being one of our feeder schools in the area, in the area of the school,
mm-hmm.
could probably do a community announcement where our PDA could suggest, do a radio announcement letting parents know that there is a PDA meeting. I remember a few years ago traveling to Barbados.
Mm-hmm.
I was so impressed with the radio stations there because when kids were getting ready to do their exams, things were happening. You had parents coming on the radio promoting their kids. They were highlighting kids that were doing extremely well
mm-hmm.
in the country and everything like that. And I think that's what we need to do more as a community, as a nation. We don't highlight. We're too busy highlighting all the negativities.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the negative stuff. If something happened with a student at CCSB, it's blast all over the news. But then when we say we're having a PDA meeting, we need parents out. I think this is where we could partner with 96.9 so that we could have these blasts so that parents could know there is a PDA meeting. Because some they do something, they don't want to come because they know the principal mm-hmm. could talk about what they did in school. And we need to have those things done so that parents could know that there is a PDA meeting.
But I want to say, though, that parents are involved. Mrs. Bastian would have come up with an initiative, Readers Are Leaders. Mm-hmm. And that is where we're asking our parents to come in once per month to actually read to the classes. Wow. I'm going to let her just talk about it a little while.
Okay. I'm going to take this call because I know you also have a meeting that you need to attend.
Yes.
So after this call, I'm going to take a quick break.
Yes.
Right? And then have you transition out. Okay. And then I'll have Miss Hall, Miss Hall Bastian hostage for a little bit more. And celebrate what is all happening at CC Suite. I'm excited, actually.
Yes.
Go ahead, caller. You're live. Caller, you there? Okay, the caller gone. So go ahead. And then we take a break right after that. After this.
And so what we are seeing is that we do have some deficiencies in literacy and numeracy, as is around the country.
Around the country.
And we are trying to kind of combat it and see what it is that we can do in a small way. And one of the ways, like our principal would have mentioned, is that we want to get the parents involved with reading and with literacy as well. Because what we want them to know is that this is just a little bit here, but what if you're doing a little bit at home every day? Or what if you're ensuring that your child is doing a little bit at home? And so we invite them to come in once a month to read to the homeroom classes. This is their opportunity to interact with their kids' friends, to see what's happening, and just to be involved in this child's life, but in the life of the school. We want parents to feel as if the school is where I can come on a regular basis, not just if my child is in trouble for something or the like. So we want to build that connection there. And so we have enforced a number of literacy and numeracy initiatives.
And I'll have Ms. Rose, and then we can take the commercial break.
Okay, just before I leave, though, I want to say that another initiative that we would have started, it started under Mrs. Simon Saunders. She is our senior mistress. She again saw that need in building literacy for our students. And so we have a language learning buddy system. You know that some of our students are ESL. They are that English as a second language. And so for them, sometimes they're struggling. And so she would have partnered with other students who are also second language learners as well as teachers. And so together, you know, on Saturdays they come and they do tutoring to just to kind of help each other out. You know, I pair up with you, I help you with the language, I help you with your studies. And so we have seen, since that started, we have actually seen an increase in our academics.
There you go.
And so we want to congratulate all of our administrators who do such a wonderful job. Our vice principal, Mr. Lorenz Burrows, as well as Ms. Candias Hoel-Bassian, our senior mistresses, Ms. Raquel Major-Rule, Ms. Paris Saunders Simon, our senior master, Mrs. Shavado Gibson, teachers, our custodial staff, our guidance counselors, everybody at CC Sweeting is vested into the children who are there.
Yes.
Every single person on that campus, our school resource officer, all of our custodial, our securities, our secretaries, our hygiene techs, everybody. There is no child who can say that no adult has ever spoken to them about getting into your class, doing your work, looking like a CC Sweeting student who has that kind of value and standard. And so, again, we want to come alongside and partner with all of our stakeholders out there who would have benefited from the knowledge that they would have gotten at CC Sweeting. I am a public school graduate.
Yes.
I'm a proud public school graduate. And I know that there are so many persons out there who would have graduated from CC Sweeting who have much to offer. And we want to bring you back.
Mm-hmm. I have a great return.
Principal McQueen, can we tell the parents, send our children to
send
school?
Send our children to yeah.
Because we have an attendance officer. Send our children.
We can talk about that. We can take this quick commercial break. Of course, I know that Ms. McQueen has a meeting to go to. I appreciate you taking the time out of busy schedule as we celebrate CC Sweeting.
Yes.
Big things are happening at CC Sweeting.
Yes.
There are people who might ask, can anything good come out of CC Sweeting?
Clearly.
There's good things are coming out of CC Sweeting.
Yes.
And to the point where the principal and the vice principal are bragging. They hear bragging about the accolades and what was happening there. And I want to come here too and say, I say back, this guy in Radio AM, we're coming back with the first name.
Irvan Moxie.
I just can call you Moxie.
Yeah.
Moxie going to be giving out some tickets. He's going to ask one question. So you can call and compete and get this. What tickets for?
These tickets are for our dance on the 28th of this month, post-Valentine's dance. And it's going to be real old school. It's going to be music from the 80s and backward.
Yes.
So it's going to be a lot of fun.
So when we come back, we can do that.
We can talk about that.
Guide and Radio AM, we'll be right back.
Don't be no fool, stay in school. Let your mind become a tool.
To sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor today.
City of Miami Gardens presents AITG Music Fest. Janae Aiko, Ludacris, Ashanti, Nelly, Glorilla, LMA, Maya, Joe, Nice and Friends, featuring SWV, Donnell Jones, Case, Sunshine Anderson, and Kenny Burns, the Isley Brothers, L. DeBarge, and more. March 7th and 8th, Hard Rock Stadium. Tickets and info at jazzinthegardens.com. Jazzinthegardens.com.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good-for-nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior's phone?
He there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want to find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day, and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Take that mess from off the wall. Give that baby back its ball.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. Of course, we have our first set of tickets that we're going to give away right now. Irwin Marks is going to ask a question. The first person to call in and get this right will get a pair of tickets to come to this big time dance.
Okay. Now, the question is, we want to know who was the principal at CC Speeding at the time of class of 86 would have graduated from CC Speeding. Who was the principal then at the school?
Principal of CC Sweeney during the class of 1986
when you all graduated. Who was the principal?
Okay, yeah, easy question. You just call easy. And you get a pair of tickets. You don't even got to worry about that. You just come and buy drinks when you... we're coming. I think let's go back to Miss Hoyle Bastien.
Like I was saying, we want the parents to know and we want the community at large to know. Send our children to school. Send our children because we're coming for them. We are coming for them. We have a very strong, dedicated attendance officer work strong closely with our Cobra Lighthouse. That's our guidance department. We know that it can be rough out there, but we don't want you to get discouraged along the way and just let the children stay home or say, well, oh, he ain't doing nothing. Just let him work. Sometimes kids get that one skill. They may not get the academics, but sometimes they get that one skill and that can take them throughout the rest of their life to help them to build their career and what they want for themselves.
So does CC Sweden, and of course you can tell me, yeah, because I know you're already going through it, but I just want to make sure the listening audience is aware. You could come to CC Sweden and learn a start a career with.
Most definitely.
And one of the things that our parents did back in the day, and I think they did, we need to be more community-minded.
Yes. Mm.
I remembered there was a time that I was sent home for some reason from school, and I didn't even know my mom knew. You try to keep that from them. But a neighbor told my mom, and my mom rocked back up home and saw me home, and she's like, why are you home?
Mm-hmm.
You understand me? But it was a neighbor. We have to be more community-minded. It takes a village to raise a child.
Yes.
And we need that type of pride back in our society today, not just at CC Sweden, but at all of our schools,
mm-hmm.
that we have people that are concerned about our students, concerned about seeing a child out of school, not being in school when it's time to be in school and out there working. So we need to be more community-minded, and we need to now enforce that our children remain in school to at least leave with some type of skill.
Yes.
That CC Sweden is offering.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to the phone line to see if anyone wins this pair.
Right, let's go ahead.
Let's go. Go ahead, Carla. You're live.
Hey, good day. Is it Miss Turtle?
I have to wait on you, Mark. So you to tell me. Yeah,
no, I mean, I'm waiting on them to say.
Oh, this is the name. Go ahead. Repeat yourself again.
This is Miss Trudeau.
He can't hear you. Hold on for me.
Miss Trudeau.
Hello.
Can you hear for that one, Mark?
Hello.
Yes, yes.
Go repeat yourself. He's listening now.
Okay, Principal Trudum.
All right. Yeah, you are right. You're right. Who am I speaking with? She was one of the best principals.
I graduated from CC in 84. I used to run track for CC.
Okay. You should know him then. Yeah, ran track.
84, yeah, but he would have left in 84. I left in 86.
Yeah, you just know people.
You know, it's over the years. It's 40 years, you know.
Okay, caller, leave your number with Kermit. Leave your number with Kermit. Give me another question for the next.
All right.
This was two. Single now.
We're doing singles now. Okay. Who was the tyrant at the gate? Who was there waiting on you?
What is happening?
And had long nails and was there waiting when you showed up late for school.
That's for the next question.
There was a tyrant at the gate.
It wasn't me.
It wasn't you?
Good. Not that
year. So we can continue the conversation with Miss Howell Bastian, right? We want our parents to be involved. We want the PTA active. Well, what about the alumni? Does CC have an alumni association that you're aware of?
Well, the Alumni Association, you'll see they will present themselves to us in different classes, like we have the classes.
Individual classes.
However, we do have a strong relationship with the alumni. I was sharing with Mr. Moxie earlier that we do have alumni classes that would have sponsored scholarships that have done exceptionally well. We've also had alumni classes that would have sponsored awards during graduation ceremonies. And so they do make themselves present and available at the school to give back on any occasion. You see a special occasion or whatever, we can indeed count on our alumni representative to be there. And so we appreciate that.
So an alumni can donate a floating trophy for the best cosmetologist
graduation
or prepare a check. Mm-hmm. I also want to talk about scholarship, but let's go to this callers right there. Because all of these good grades and these technical subjects, again, how are CC students being prepared to get scholarship to go to further their education? If you're doing cosmetology, to go to a BTVI. If you want to do a plumbing certificate, to go to, again, BTVI or UB. I want to know that process. But let's quickly go to the callers here to see if they know the answer for this question. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM. Let's go to the next one. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM. No? If you need one, then we go back to Ms. Howell Bastian.
And so over the years, our performing arts department has seen quite a number of scholarships. Our students would have been awarded scholarships to schools internationally and locally here at the university. And so we do have a strong performing arts department and in terms of getting students scholarship and preparing them for the scholarships. Now, as we look at moving forward, what we do with the technical and vocational subjects, we do partner closely with BTVI. Our guidance department really works closely with them. With the dual enrollment program is really what we're looking at, what we try to push.
As a second time.
Back in the day, it used to be where kids would come to school 2 or 3 days and then they would go to BTVI 2 or 3 days. But now kids come to school every day, but they go to BTVI in the afternoon. So their classes start at 4. And so technically, a child can graduate. Like if I take a moment to highlight one of our 10th grade students, Shannon, he's a barber. You know, once if he gets in the dual enrollment program now, when he is in grade 12 graduating high school, he would also have his certificate from BTVI, his professional certificate.
At the same time,
and he can go right out in the industry. And so what the kids are able to do is they can go to BTVI in the evenings. It does take commitment and dedication on behalf of the children and their parents. However, they are able to do it. And we spoke about it with the hospitality department, with our kids now going out into the hotel, you know, on the weekend and the like. And so with that, that's where we're trying to get them in the industry and in the field
but also in school. And so we want the parents to send the children to school.
Okay. Let's go to the call phone line and see if we get an answer. Go ahead, caller. Guiding Radio AM. The caller's calling, but it can't get connected. Kermit, let's see if we go to the next line then, Kermit. Guiding Radio AM. Guiding Radio AM. You're live.
It's Mr. Pratt.
Is it Mr. Pratt?
It was Mr. Pratt at the gate.
Caller, leave your number and name with Kermit, and I'll write your name on this ticket here, and you come and collect it at the front desk at the Guardian, okay?
Not a problem.
Good. We have one more question. See if you squeeze that question.
They want the 10th caller. The last one will be the 10th caller. Would have been.
We have enough time. First caller after this. Whoever calls
after this.
Yeah. As we talk to.
Okay.
So the next caller, whoever calls.
But I wanted to say something while she was talking. You know, and a lot of persons think that it's only the, like you say, performing a scholarship to international schools. You have some kid out there who might have a dream of going to a journeyman school or something to do woodwork or something or some other technical program somewhere else in the world. And we would like them to know this is why when we're doing this year, we're looking for a humanitarian who will donate so much money that we'll be able to start a scholarship program to help and along with the alumni to start a scholarship program for those kids who might say they might want to become one of the greatest engravers that the country or the world has ever known, but they might have their eyes set on a school that is abroad that they don't feel that it's far out of reach. But with the help of the alumni, that we'll be able to assist these students, yes. Mm-hmm. And that they'll be able to have that chance to go off.
Okay,
you know. So
I agree.
When we get to tap into us.
Alumni are in leadership here in our country.
From
the great CC Sweden.
Yes, thank you. They need to be active.
We're calling on them.
Calling on them. And so when we get a chance for me to talk, I'm going to talk about some of our events. And it's going to be based on our fundraising. It's going to be based on the money that we're able to give into the school and help with the school. It'll be based on our support.
Good.
We'll be based on people giving to the alumni. So that
we do that next. Let's answer this call here. Go ahead. Guiding Radio AM, and then we go straight to the events.
Nuri and Co.
So hey,
you are the next caller. Go ahead.
I'm told that I get a scholarship for my daughter if I call now.
Oh, ah,
yes.
Well,
we're working on that.
Big time.
But you are the caller who get this last prize. So leave your number with Kermit. And the caller who called and won the prize before, call back and leave your number with Kermit. He said you got disconnected. So you caller, leave your number with Kermit so I can write down your name on this ticket. And the one who called before, call back to Kermit.
Thank you for tuning in to the 96.9 and joining us in this show. Please get your friends to come out to our dance and everything like that on the February 27th.
Okay. Go ahead with all your promotions.
Okay, so now we're starting it off. Like we said, our kickoff is with our dance. This is our launch to head into our reunion year. And we're starting that off with a dance that will start at 7 p.m. on February 28th. Then we have a logo competition that will be done with the school. The students at the school will do a logo competition.
Mm-hmm.
And then that will be on the 20th. That'll be the launch of that program. They'll have that competition. That'll be launched. It's launched now. And the competition will be judged on the 29th.
Okay.
And on the 29th, we were going to do it, shift it to the 29th. We're going to have a fun walk. Run, walk, health screening, and all that on the 28th, and we will have the judging of that art competition.
Okay.
Right? Where the kids will receive rewards for their contribution. Okay. And on April 1st, we want to launch our anniversary booklet where we're going to be getting sponsors from the community.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be launching that on the 1st of April. And then we're going to have a bake-off around that same time of the hot cross buns. It'll be a competition again with the students.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to sell those buns and stuff like that to help with contribution. Then we're going to have a fish fry on Good Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So our alumni is doing a fish fry, and we will get back to the general public with the price for the fish fry.
Because
you're looking at the different prices, the market price for the fish at that time. We're going to be doing it. So don't cook on Good Friday.
No.
We'll be doing your fish and your buns and everything like that on Good Friday. It's going to be some very good food from some top-notch chefs in the country who was all alumni of CC Sweeney.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Then we're going to have, it's going to be a dollar day where we're going to be out We're going to be doing our dollar day May 2nd. Mm-hmm. We'll be at the roundabouts and stuff. So all former students, you know, it's after payday. Payday is on the end of the month. But the 2nd of May, we're looking for you to support us and give in to us. But we'll be in our uniforms. We'll be in our CC Sweden uniforms. So you'll see us out there looking for support so that we can raise enough funds to be able to do a scholarship program to help. And then we have our selling of roses for Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. We'll be on the roundabout and by CC Sweeting on that juncture and everything. On the 9th of May, we'll be doing selling of roses and flowers. And if you want to donate to or just give something with us on that day, we'll be more than happy to receive it from you. Then on the 25th, which is the With Monday, a kitty fair and stakeout, all right? The venue to be announced. We believe that we're going to do it at the Fish Fry. We'll be out there on the Western Esplanade. Okay? We want to keep everything that we're doing centric of the school area. And so we're going to be having a patio sale on June. We're moving into the month of June, and this is where we're coming into our grand finale. Mm-hmm. So in the month of June, we're going to be doing a patio sale on the 6th of June. Save these dates, please. On the 6th of June, we're going to have a patio sale, and that will be from 6 a.m. So anyone have anything they want to donate to us for the patio sale, all those stuff you know that you're not using that is still in good condition, please bring it out, because all the monies that we raise will be going towards us formulating this program. All right. The next thing we'll be doing, we're having a house party on the 12th. We'll be having a house party for all of our former graduates from 86. We're going to do everybody's birthday party. It's going to be on that day. So we're going to have a massive house party. All right, that's going to be free of charge. You know, it's going to be a massive house party. Then we're going to meet on the 19th to decorate the hall. And our banquet is going to be on the 20th.
Nice. So 20th. I like how you have a whole year event. I'm going to have the last word for you, Ms. Howell Bastian. Go ahead. Anything for CC as we go.
I just want to say, a special thank you to the hardworking staff, teachers at CC Sweeting. We do see and appreciate your hard work. I want to say that to the community and the parents, we need your help at CC Sweeting. We are turning this community around, but we cannot do it without you. And Cobra Pride is still in
Cobra Pride. I have one texter says, when can San Salvador resident get some of these technical classes that CC Sweden have? I just want to recognize San Salvador's best BJC student result for 2025, Miss Isabella Suffren. She got 7 A's. Wow. And 2 B's.
Wow. Congratulations.
And she came from San Salvador. They're celebrating her. So San Salvador is doing some good, big things.
Yeah, but tell them we'll be celebrating our student. Yes. And Brooks, what's you said his name?
Kendall
Brooks the third. We'll be celebrating him, and we'll be hearing that in a few weeks.
Yes.
What he has done.
This has been Guardian Radio AM. I see everyone texting now saying Mr. Pratt is the answer. I'm a proud class of 75 CC Sweden graduate and a Cobra for life, wishing the class of 86 great success in their ventures.
Cobra Pride is still alive.
And then the shout out to the former principal, Miss Dolores Ingram.
Yes.
Anyway, this has been Guardian Radio AM. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Bobby. Yes,
thank you very much, Mr. Moxie. Have a wonderful day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio.